Oh, maybe something shorter after that. It really is water. Maybe a little poem, a little poem called The Natural World. I got quite involved in this, for years, since my father was a conservationist, in this environment issue. And this is a sort of a short poem that came to me. Not, I hope, after the issue became so current, when all the politicians were sort of bleating to get on the bandwagon. It's almost as good as Law and Order, whatever that is. Natural world. The first part concerns the blue whale, the largest mammal that ever lived, and the second part, hawks. The earth is almost round. The seas are curved and hug the earth. Both ends are crowned with ice. The great blue whale swims near this ice. His heart is warm and weighs 2,000 pounds. His tongue weighs twice as much. He weighs 150 tons. There are so few of him left, he often can't find a mate. He drags his 6-foot sex through icy waters. Flukes spread crashing. His brain is large enough for a man to sleep in. On Hawk Mountain in Pennsylvania, thousands upon thousands of hawks in migration were slaughtered for pleasure. Drawn north or south in spring and fall, Maryland and Kestrel, peregrine, gerfalcon, marsh hawk, red-tailed, sharp-tailed, sharp-shin, Swainson's hawk, golden eagle and osprey, slaughtered for pleasure. A form of war on animals, I suppose. There's a little line, and oddly enough, it's in a sort of a bad poem by a good friend of mine named John Ingerson. He was saying, "I salute the monstrous tendernesses of whales." It's a strange, strange Blakean thing to say. If any of you are interested, there's a record put out by the New York Zoological Society that has the songs, recorded songs of the humpback whale, the love songs or mating songs, and they've broken them down and found that these creatures appear to actually have a language.